Following new developments with the coronavirus pandemic, for the first time ever, health officials across the world tallied 400,000 cases in a 24-hour span.
This announcement comes as European leaders implement new shutdowns and as hospital staff in Midwestern states care for an uptick in patients. This is the latest report from the research team at Johns Hopkins. Right now, there are more than 39 million cases across the world with 1.1 million deaths. Here in the U.S., cases are up to 8 million. Nearly 220,000 Americans have died of the virus. News Nation spoke with a health expert from Johns Hopkins about what some are calling a worldwide resurgence.
You have to remember that this is a virus that spreads efficiently from person to person. It's established itself in the human population. It's not something that's going to be eradicated or eliminated. This is simply a biological fact that when people socially interact, there are going to be enough virus in the community that you're going to see cases. And people have to realize that the key to this is having public health infrastructure to test, trace, and isolate. Many countries don't have that. So when people socially interact, when they have quarantine fatigue, when they start getting back to some semblance of normal life, the virus is going to upsurge. That's why we need to come up with a sustainable approach to kind of living with this virus by having the public health infrastructure to keep cases to a manageable level so hospitals never get into crisis again.
The data shows the U.S. is seeing the highest number of hospitalizations since early September.
Tonight, we're joined by Dr. Andrew Neumer. He is an associate professor and epidemiologist at the University of California, Irvine. Dr. Neumer studies infectious diseases with a focus on mortality from pandemic infectious disease. So, doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So we're now 8 months in. People want their lives back. Some experts have attributed the recent surge to fatigue, people just getting complacent with these safety measures. Do you think there's something to that?
Yeah, well, I think people want their lives back, but I unfortunately have got some bad news, and that is that we're actually approaching the most dangerous time, which is fall and winter. I think this is going to be a difficult winter. This is the first winter in the United States in which we have coronavirus for the whole winter. I mean, it emerged in February of last year, and we were heading into March and April, which is spring. So this is going to be the first winter in which we have coronavirus from the start, and it's going to be tough.
And talk about why winter and fall is such an important time to be looking at. I mean, people are going to be inside more. It's also flu season coming upon us. What are the enhanced risks now that the weather is getting colder?
Well, it's as you say, people are indoors more, and there's a capacity to infect one another more indoors. Flu is seasonal with a winter dominance. Other respiratory viruses like the common cold are winter dominant seasonal viruses, and coronavirus will be the same way. And there are many reasons that go into that. It's not simply winter cold, summer warm. I mean, the flu season in Miami is the winter, and it's very, you know, pleasant there and all year round. So it's not just the cold. It's many factors, including humidity and the fact that we are all indoors together during the fall and winter, that leads to the seasonality of these viral diseases.
So cases are rising in the Midwest, although we should also note that according to the recent data from Johns Hopkins, the positivity rates in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa indicate that not enough testing is being done. Can you explain the recent surge in the Midwest specifically?
Well, the United States has seen like a patchwork epidemic of epidemics, which make up our overall coronavirus epidemic, which is part of the global pandemic. And so the United States is a large country geographically and demographically. So we saw first it was the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts. Then over the summer, we had waves in California and parts of the Southeast. And now the last region of the country to get its first real big wave is the Midwest. So we've seen kind of this geographic tapestry in the US, which we haven't seen in other countries for various reasons, including the fact that the US is just large and very populous. So, you know, it's really just part of the overall pattern.
All right, Dr. Neumer, thank you very much for joining us tonight. We appreciate having you.
My pleasure to be on News Nation.